Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy, and it's August the 21st. It is the 18th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting and my fifth day. And I'm drinking a D9 Viking Scottish Sour, which is definitely a beer of taste, but like I've said, I really like the sour. And D9, which is a brewery north of Charlotte, has the best sours around. So it's a good beer night for me. So, and it's been a pretty big day. Finally finished the nursery bedroom I've been talking about, and I was really pleased with it. And I was really proud that I actually tried to make it special for Savannah, like by creating and recreating several items in the room. For the most part, there's a lot of pink in the room, like a nice pink, but not a horrendous pink or anything. But I did leave one wall Savannah style, and I'm probably going to post some pictures on Facebook in the dog days. So you can see the Savannah style of things also, but overall it was pretty well. It went pretty well. I think the thing I enjoyed the most or was really pleased with was the dream catcher. And if you look at that picture, what I really liked about it was a sentimental piece. I think I mentioned that last night. I was so tired. I'm not even sure what I said. But if you look at it has like several dream catchers all on one branch. And there's one feather on each of the dream catchers. There's one Savannah had that she and my mom had found together when they were out walking in the backyard and things. And then there are also three black feathers because my mother always had, I mean, for a couple of years, she had some crows that came around, and she named them Shadrach, Meshach, and Bendigo. And she could go out in the backyard and she could say their names and they would come flying in and she would feed them literally by hand. So I put three black feathers to represent those, and the rest were just from Joann's or whatever. But I was really pleased with the way that looked, and Savannah was really pleased too. I thought she actually looked a little bit teary, so that was nice. So, and while I was listening, I was kind of jealous. I was listening to everybody talk about getting their costumes ready and cosplay and everything for Dragon Con, but I finally decided to make the best of it and told Ken that I was cosplaying a nursery designer, so that was my way to make it seem better. But it did make me start thinking about Dragon Con. I'm starting to get excited now that that's done, even though with our schedule it's going to be kind of crazy. But I can finally at least get some of our costuming things out and start trying to figure out exactly what we're going to do this year. And it was kind of fun. We went, whenever we were in Atlanta, time before last, and we stayed downtown, we went to some of our Dragon Con haunts, and we were recognized by the mainly bartenders. But it was really interesting to be there when things weren't so busy with Dragon Con. It was a lot different, but it made me even get more excited to be there, especially the smoking porch. I think I took a picture of it and sent it to one of our friends because usually on the smoking porch it's just crazy at night and it's crowded and crazy people doing crazy things and talking and laughing and things like that. And it was so empty. That was the one thing that was really sad. But we'll be out there soon having fun and I'm looking forward to that. So after finishing the nursery, I finally looked at the rest of the house, which had really gone awry. And so we did some not serious house cleaning, but we got everything pretty much cleaned up and put back together because I go back to school tomorrow. So there were two work days last week, and I didn't work those, but I have to go back tomorrow. And I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to be doing because I'm actually taking early retirement, and I can only start that when I'm 50. And I turned 50 on September the 30th, so September the 30th is my last day. So I'm probably not going to do my normal teaching. I'm going to do something, maybe some assessments to help the other teachers or something. We're trying to figure that out. But I have to go back for 30 days, and three of those are Dragon Con days, so that's really cool. So, and then I made big dinner. I actually have both the kids here at the same time, which was rare. Like I said, we usually eat in shifts. But when you cook for everybody, you have to make like multiple things. I had a huge piece of salmon I was in the mood for, but Daddy doesn't eat salmon, so I had to make some shrimp for him. And Savannah, being pregnant, is off the seafood wagon, so she's not eating seafood, so we had to fix some steak. But all in all, it was a good evening. Nobody fussed, and it was all good. And so that was nice little send off back to school. And I listened to some podcasts, like I said, and I was listening to Jules, and she was talking about the strategy games and things. And I'm the complete opposite. I can play your strategy games. I can play Twilight Struggle, Five Tribes, Lords of Waterdeep, any Splendor, any kind of strategy game. I'm actually pretty good at those. But you give me a game that has dice in it, and you can count on me losing because I hate dice and they hate me. So maybe Jules can find some games, some dice games. I was thinking about maybe Elder Sign. I suck so bad at it because of the dice that maybe she would do good at it, or zombie dice. And I can't remember if she said battle wizards or not, but that would probably be a good one too. So I don't know. I like playing games and I'm sure you'll be fine. It just takes playing them for a while and it'll be better. And you're probably not near as bad as you think you are. Because sometimes I feel like I'm horrible at something and then I say something to Ken afterwards. He's like, "No, you weren't that bad. I don't know why you're so worried about it." So don't be so hard on yourself. Just relax and have a good time. And what else? Oh, and David Jacobs. Listen to his podcast and it made me laugh. I really liked the one where he was on the way to work and he was talking about traffic and being where he lives and stuff. That was a great podcast. So I hope to hear more like that because I really enjoyed that one. And I am getting ready to close out. I think that we're going to pick a show. Probably Preacher. We've been watching that. And it's surprisingly, I really like it. I wasn't sure I was going to because it is very dark. I mean, it's the stuff that happens in it. But like I said to Melissa on Facebook today, it's so funny. You get this really crazy stuff that's happening, but then something amusing happens, especially with the vampire, because he is just absolutely hysterical. And the things he says, it's just like one-liner zings that you're like, did he really say that? And he really did. So that's probably our show of choice tonight. So I'm going to let you go so we can go do that and have a nice day or night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.